Aleishur Chelek Beis Daf Kuf. This is the sixth chapter entitled Haraz Shebatera. Raz is normally translated as secret, as in Migila Levonai Raz Zeh. Omanu, we said above, this is on Daf Tzadi Beis, if you want to revise. Halishma Hanikra Birkas HaTera. That Lishma, which Chazal referred to as Birkas HaTera in that Gemara in Nedorim, Hu Le'ikuva, it's indispensable. Ve'alav loy ne'emar mitoch shelo lishma balishma. Regarding that primary intention when involving oneself in Torah, we do not say that mitoch shelo lishma balishma. Sherei al shelo birchu b'Torah techila avda ha'aretz. We see that was the Gemara in Nedarim. For not having had that intention, the land was destroyed, the people were exiled. Ve'loy solu lahem she'od yagiu lishma. From Shemaim, that did not, talu means to suspend. They didn't, so to speak, suspend the sentence to give them a chance to reach Lishma. Rather, they were punished with the loss of the land. The Omanu Azeh, we said about this, Ki mahu satirai lifroish mimena eini yachil. The essence of the Torah is, in the words of that Mashal of Chazal, the king says to his new son-in-law, I cannot separate from my daughter. She's my beloved and only daughter, and I cannot separate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot separate from the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kashur ba bekesher amitz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bound with the Torah, with a strong, permanent connection. V'anigash la'asik bah tzarich ladas. So somebody is approaching the Torah, wants to be involved in it, needs to know. Ki al yadah hu mizdabek el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through the Torah, he's going to be connected, attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has to know that. That's indispensable. Ulam ha'edha ha'goyen Rav Chaim b'nefesh ha'chaim. That's Rav Chaim Volozhin in his commentary to Pekei Avos. Bi'er inyan ha'lishma ba'Torah. He seems to explain the concept of Lishma seemingly in a different manner. He writes there, Ki inyan Lishma, Perush Hashem Torah. Lishma means for the sake of the Torah. Inyan kmo shepirish Rosh Zal. It's along the lines that the Rosh explained, we'll see this Rosh later on in this chapter, Al Ma'amar Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok, regarding the statement of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok, who says, Ase devarim l'shem po'alam, do things for the one who commanded them, v'daber b'hem lishma, means speaking them for the own sake. Zulushon, and the Rosh said, Ase devarim l'shem po'alam, lishmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do things for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shepa'al hakol lemaneu, who did everything for his sake, v'daber b'hem lishma, speaking them for the own sake, kol diburcha u'masacha b'tira yeh l'shem ha'tira. Your discussions in Torah should be for the sake of the Torah, to know, to understand, to add more and more analysis. Rather than speaking in Torah in order to undermine somebody else or to boast and show off one's knowledge. Those are his words. According to Rav Chaim, it seems to be that the Lishma that you're speaking about is for the sake of the Torah. However, the same Rav Chaim who wrote these words in Nefesh HaChaim, Medaber Biro Chaim al Avois, in his commentary to Pekei Avos, he says, Alimud Lashem Shamaim, speaking about studying Lashem Shamaim, he writes as follows, Negid Shema on those words, Mi Shleimed Tamud Shelo Lishma. A person who learns constantly, always, Shelo Lishma. Rak Kedei Sheyeh Shomoi Hoilech Lemerachoik. Just in order to increase his reputation as a scholar. So Yifoi Sheyovad Mimenu Gam Shem HaRishon Sheyalu Mikodem. Ultimately, he lose his reputation there even before he lose it. Afki mitechila echach limod af shelo lishma, even though at the outset it's imperative haechach, it's imperative to learn shelo lishma. Ki lo yuchal haadam la'alos b'ma'aliyah ha'iliyona me'asulam. A person cannot achieve the uppermost rung in a ladder im lo yatzig ragloi mikodem al ha'madrega ha'tachtona, unless he first puts his foot on the bottom rung. Ve'ein ze ovel mi'eved. It is not a mistake. It is not a negligence on the part of the servant. Im adoinav yitzavelo la'alos al ha'sulam. If his employer tells him to climb the ladder, im yafsia mikodem al ha'shelva ha'tachtona. If he first starts by climbing the bottom rung, nobody's going to blame him for not jumping up to the top rung. Vechule. Ve'shema yomar ha'adam she'yefshar lo yishit chilas limudei lishma. If a person might argue then, he has a claim that he cannot learn Lishma right at the outset. ושלא לשמה לבד עונשו גדול לנפיסטורץ, ושלא לשמה אני ends up staying there. Well, the punishment for that will be severe. אם כי נשב בטל ולא ילמוד. So maybe the better solution is just to avoid the whole endeavor. Just leave this learning alone. על זה אומר, that's what the Tana says, הוא דלו יוליף כתול החייב. One who doesn't learn, who takes this approach, is חייב מיסה. וצריך ללמוד, therefore a person has to learn Torah, אף אם יהיה לפעמים שלוי לשם שמיים, even though occasionally it will be שלוי לשם שמיים, רק שיראה שמזה יבוא אחר כך לשמה. But the person must ensure that ultimately he will come to לשמה. כמאמר חזל, אז חזל say that in פסחים, לעולם יעסק אדם אפילו שלא ילשמה, a person should involve himself in Torah שלא לשמה, שמתוך שלא לשמה בא לשמה. רוצה לומר שילמוד אפילו שלא לשמה. What the Gemara means is to learn even with ulterior motives, אך על זה האופן והכוונה, but with the intention at the outset, with the, in this manner, שמתוך כך יבוא לידי מדרגת לשמה. That through this he will ultimately reach the lishma, like a person putting his foot on the first rung of the ladder with the intention of being on the top rung. Says the author, Uchva omanu, we said above, this is in Daf Tzadi Vav, ki ulai mekoyroi meha. Maybe Rav Chaim's source is from this Gemara in Nedarim, de'al sheloi berchu batera techila, that Gemara, they didn't make the bracha, שלכתחילה צריכה להיות כוונה להגיע אחר כך ללשמה. That Gemara seems to indicate, as we said above, that right at the outset, there needs to be the intention at least to intend to reach the lishma. That's what we said. This is really pretty much a summary of what we have said. מכל מקום, עניין הלשמה עדיין צריך ביאור. What we want to do in the rest of this chapter is explain the concept of lishma and try and take all of these disparate commentaries and hopefully synthesize them into a consistent whole. And we begin with a really remarkable chidush. Venoimar, ki halishma eina kavana be'alma. Lishma does not merely mean an intention. It's just I'm sitting down, I open the Gemara, and I'm learning this now lishma. It's not just intention. Ela ahava. This is remarkable. Lishma is really ahava. Let's see. וכך כוסב הרמב״ם בסוף הלכויס תשובה. The author is not making this up. The Rambam writes at the end of הלכויס תשובה. כל היסק בתירה כדי לקבל שכר. A person involved in Torah for benefit, for whatever benefit it is, material benefit, or a high standing in society, whatever it is. אוי כדי שלא תגיע עליו פורענוס, or to avoid calamity. He's learning Torah because he's afraid if he doesn't, certain things will occur. הרי זה עוסק שלא לשמוע. That is called שלא לשמוע. Ulterior motives. וכל העסק בה, לא ליראה. One involved in Torah, not out of fear. ולא לקבל שכר, and not because he anticipates reward. אלא מפני אהבת אדון כל הארץ. But rather out of his love for the master, שציווה בה, who commanded us to involve ourselves in Torah. הרי זה עסק בלשמוע. That's called לשמוע. So the Rambam is the one who says that לשמוע is learning out of love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. ואמרו חכמים, the Rambam quotes את Gemara in Pesachim, לעולם יעסק אדם בתורה ואפילו שלא לשמה. You should always be involved in learning Torah, even if it's שלא לשמה. שמתוך שלא לשמה, בא לשמה. Through that you will reach the level of לשמה. לפיכך, therefore says the Rambam, כשמלמדים עסק קטנים ועסק אנשים וכלל עמי הארץ, when we teach those who are less educated, אין מלמדים עסק אלא לעבוד מיראה וכדי לקבל שכר. So we start off by teaching them to fulfill the mitzvahs, to do what they need to do out of fear of the consequences if they don't, and to receive reward. Ad shetirbe da'atan, and they, until this person starts increasing in knowledge, v'yischakmu chokhma yaseira, and they reach even greater wisdom, megalim lahim raz ze me'at me'at. We reveal to them the secret, the Rambam calls it. Interestingly, we reveal the secret to them bit by bit, slowly, gradually. ומרגילינו יסע לעניין זה בנחס. We very gradually accustom the person to this concept עד שיסיגו, until they perceive it, וידעו in the note, ויעבדו מאהבה, and they reach a stage of serving Hashem out of love. That's the Rambam. It's explicit. So the author, הרי הצורה האמיתית של עסק התורה היא אהבה. The real form, the genuine, authentic form of involvement in Torah is love. אבל אהבה היא סויד, but the Rambam said it's something that is concealed, רז, he calls it, Shemegalin rak tipin tipin, that we reveal slowly and gradually. Ki ahavai koch amok ba'adam. Ahava is a deep force within a human being. Ulai hakoyach ha'amok b'yosef, perhaps the deepest force. Veloi bekalus magim le'ahavat yirat. It's not easy to reach a pure love. Rabim shalim, many ask, bichlal, eich efshal etzavos adam al ahava. Stam kach, how is it possible to command a person regarding love? It's a famous question. Ki eich efshal le'ahov al pitzivui. How is it possible to love based on a command? The Torah commands us, people ask this question. Here again, the author gives us a remarkable answer. The essence, the main chidush of the Torah here is that it's possible in the first place to love the Creator. Hadas is a sense, if the Torah didn't say this, we would have reached the conclusion that the created can only stand in awe in front of the Creator. We wouldn't have said that it's shayach for the created to love the Creator. It's so awesome that we would have left it at yirah. The gilasata, so the Torah reveals kinuchal gam le'ehoyev yisrael, that it's possible, it is shayach for the finite to connect and to love the infinite, because he's so close to us, as we've said in previous chapters, karoiv mikol karoiv, ve'imrak mutalenu le'avoy, and therefore, if it is just possible, if it's permissible, if it's shayach to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bevaday no havoy yisrael. That's the chiddush of the Torah. Another insight on this, ahava zeh elaborei yisbarach nimtza be'echad. The author says this love for the Creator is really rooted in the concept of one. It's all one ultimately. He is in everything. Everything is in him. In brackets, Eshir Hayichud liyom Hashlishi. There's some reference to it. I made a note for myself here. This is really the concept of Chelek Elohika Mimal, that we say, this phrase that the Neshama of Jesus, Chelek Elohika Mimal, we're part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is really why a person who is psychologically healthy, has a healthy love for himself, self-love. It's that concept that we're speaking about. Once we understand the concept of self-love, and we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, we're somehow part of him, he's part of us, then it just follows that there's a love for the Creator. Lachein miyad acha Hashem echad, ne'ma ve'ohavta. After we conclude the Shema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem echad, one, the very next word is ve'ohavta. There's a connection between them. Because of the oneness of Hashem, there's this love which is really self-love. V'chasvu sifei HaKodesh, ki echad ve'ahava em begimatria 13. The sifei HaKodesh point out that they have the same gematria, the word echad and ahava. That's another hint to the connection between these two concepts. Umay ahava. What is this love? V'ayu ha'dvarim ela elavavcha. This is the midrash that we've quoted so many times before. That's the next stage in the Shema. These words should be upon your heart. Shemitoch kach ata makir v'kadosh baruch hu u'mizdabek b'derachav. Through involvement in these words of the Torah, hayot devarim o'ele means the words of the Torah, by putting them on your heart, you will come to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu and emulate him. Kan megalim lanu chazal. Chazal again revealed to us. Ki ha'tira yisod gadol shel ahava. Again, they're asking, my ahava, this ahava that the Shema makes a precept. Ve'ohavta yis Hashem Elokecha, yishelav Hashem your God. How? Chazal answer. By learning Torah. V'ayu ha'dvarim el alev v'cha. So, kan megalim lanu chazal. Chazal again revealed to us. Ki Torah yisod gadol shel ahava. The Torah, this concept is really a concept of love. Mitzido is barach from Hashem's perspective, kilifosh mimena einechol. Again, that mashal. The king says, I cannot separate from my only beloved daughter. Umitzideinu, from our perspective, shemitochach makirim umizdabkim. Because through the Torah, we come to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu and become more like him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu oyeves haTorah, he loves the Torah, ve'anachnu nigashim elei be'ahava. We approach the Torah with love. Umitoch ahavas haTorah, anu magim le'ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through that, we come to ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vehu yisborach nasan lonu es haTorah. That's of course the blessing, Birkas haTorah. He gave us the Torah. Ki ahava rabba, ahavtonu. We say before the Shema, you loved us. Chemla gedola v'sara chomalta aleinu. We emphasize the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in giving us the Torah. Habracha Shnia Shel Brichos Piyashma. The second bracha of these brachos, the one immediately preceding the Shema, Miyusedes Kula Alava. The whole theme of it is Ahava. Vehihi Habracha LaTorah. It's a blessing for the Torah. As we know, if a person is not certain whether he said Birkas HaTorah in the morning, so Al Pi Halacha, one should have in mind when reciting this bracha immediately preceding the Shema to be Yotze Birkas HaTorah. It's really a bracha on the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah and Yisrael all bound to one another. This is a paraphrase of Chazal. Chazal make the statement that Kudosh Baruch Hu v'Orais v'Yisrael chad hum, that they're all one bound with one another with an intense love, ad chad hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu davuk b'Torah. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is connected to the Torah inseparably. He cannot allow anything, the Torah, to be separated from him. And then with his love, he gives the Torah to Klal Yisrael. It's all bound up together, and the glue is love. Now we understand. The whole concept of Torah ultimately is directed towards love. Loving the Torah, and again, not just by itself, it's a love that brings one to a love of the Creator. And right from the outset, that must be the intent. That's what we learned in the previous chapters. That intent must be there at the beginning. Not only that, the Torah generates this wonder. This idea in Chazal that we've mentioned a number of times, ki medabekes es adam elav el borei, the Torah joins the person to it and to the Creator. But again, rak bitnai, there's a prerequisite, on condition, ki techilas limudoi ye almenas lagi achakach el ahava teirash yalishma. As long as he knows right from the beginning that his intent is to reach pure love afterwards, that he has to be in mind. Zeu inyan Birkas HaTorah. That's the concept of Birkas HaTorah. Ve'ha'arevna Hashem Elokeinu. When we say this in Birkas HaTorah, make the words of the Torah pleasant. Hi ha'tefila she'tis'orer banu ahavas HaTorah. We're davening that there should be awakened within us ahavas HaTorah. Asher bochar banu, the second bracha, ya bracha al ahavas, so is bracha elenu. It's the bracha in which we thank Hashem for His love towards us, b'mashen asal lenu es Torah, and specifically for giving us the Torah. Bracha zo himidoi raisa. It's one of the few, Bachois, Midaraisa, Ben in Medes, Mipasuk, and we learn it from the Pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Avugodel Leilokein. It's learned from the Pasuk, it's Midaraisa, Pasuk in Hazinu, and it's learned in Bachois Dav Chav Aleph. Now, Me'ata Nagia La Sugya Sheba Kasava Rosh Es Chidushoi. So here we come to the Sugya where the Rosh writes a Chidush that the Nefesh HaChaim referred to. We touched on it on the previous page. The chidush yesh l'mod l'shem haTorah. The Rosh writes that one has to learn for the sake of the Torah. Where is the sugya? Ve'i bin darim daf samech beis. Tanya, ve'ahavta es Hashem lokecha lishma b'kolo uldovka voy. So the Brasa quotes this pasuk: You shall love Hashem your God to hear Him and to obey and to cleave to Him, to attach to Him. Shelo yemar adam ekra shikuni chacham. This is the Brasa explaining. A person should not say, "Well, let me learn." Suvim, learn the Torah texts, in order to increase my reputation. People will say he's a wise person. Or Eshne Sheikuni Rebbe. A person should not say, let me learn Mishnah, Brises, to be called a rabbi. Or Ashanen Sheyez Zaken V'yoshev B'yeshiva. A person should not say, let me learn and revise it and know it well, in order to have a very high position. Ela lemad me'ahava, rather learn out of love, v'soif hakavoid lavoy. Ultimately, the kavoid will come. Shereima, here the Brasa quotes a pasuk, koshem al etzbeisecha, bind these words upon your fingers, kosevem aluach lebecha, write them upon the tablet of your heart. V'oimer, another pasuk, derachay derachay noyam, v'oimer, another pasuk, etzchayim in machazkim ba, v'zimchay mushan. That's Tanakama. Rabbi Eliezer b'Rabbi Tzadokim, he says, asay dvarim l'shem po'olam, do things for the one who brought them and made them, v'daber b'hem lishmam, speaking them for their own sake, al ta'asem atara lizgadel ba, don't make the words of the Torah a crown with which to aggrandize yourself, v'al ta'asem kardoim lios eder ba, don't make the words of the Torah like a shovel with which to dig, to achieve your own ends. That's the brisa. HaMe'ayen yireh is the author. If you me'ayen, you will see. Ki ha-Tanakama mever parashas ve'ahavta mitzad ha'adam alimed. Tanakama explains the concept of ve'ahavta from the perspective of the person who's learning. Ve'Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok mever also mitzad ha-Torah atzma. The second Tana explains the same parasha from the perspective of the Torah itself. Ninase leva'ir. Let's try and explain this. And there are two paragraphs, Aleph and Beis, at the bottom of the page. So Aleph. Bafasuk yishnan shalosh mitzvois. In this pasuk, there are three mitzvois mechuvonos l'shalosh madrigos that correspond to three levels. The pasuk begins ve'ohavta, es Hashem Elokecha. Then it says lishmo bekoiloi, to obey him, and at the end it says uldov kavoi. So three levels. Hatanakama lomed mikan shloshah gederim b'lishma. Tanakama learns three parameters in the concept of lishma. Lo ilimot Torah shebichsav kedei leikarei chacham, as we said, not to learn Torah shebichsav, the text, the sforim of the Torah, in order to be called a chacham, ele me'ahava. Because the pasuk says ve'ohavta. Lo ilimot Torah shebe'al peh, right? The brass called it eshne, yeah, that's Mishnah. Not to learn Torah shebe'al peh kedei leikarei rebi, ele kedei lishma bekoiloi, but rather to obey Hashem bidvar Hashem zehalacha. And finally, loy levakesh charifus kedei lios Rosh Yeshiva, not to seek sharpness and analysis in order to achieve the position of Rosh Yeshiva, ela, as the pasuk says, ledov kavoy. Those are the three parameters here in Lishma. Keitzad yaseh, so what should he do? What is the correct approach? Yachnis Torah lesoich liboy, that's kosvem aluach libecha, write them upon the tablet of your heart, bring the Torah into your heart, to the point where even the smallest gestures of his fingers should be Torah, as the same pasuk says, "Koshrem al etzbeisecha." Hakavanat yeh Torah, one's intent should be pure, v'amamatz yeh gadol, and the effort great, ad shehu atzmo yeh sefer Torah chai, to the point where ultimately the person becomes himself the embodiment of a sefer Torah. Then the Tana says, yeah, after he says, "Lemad me'ahava." He added v'seif ha-kavoid lavoi. Initially, that seems odd. Why are we speaking about kavod at all? Says the author, loy amaroi ha-tanakama kedei lenachem es ha-adam. Tanakama didn't say this in order to console us avur ha-vitur al kavodah, because we're foregoing all the honor that would have been in our destiny, likarei chacham v'rebi, to be called a wise person, to be called a rebbe, a rosh yeshiva. He's not saying it to console us that we should learn lishma and don't worry too much about the kavod, it'll come. No. The Tana is just revealing a fact that a person who's involved in Torah Lishma, this is what will happen. It's just the way that things occur with someone who learns Lishma. Kavoid b'Torah hu gilui. This is a phenomenal chidush over here. The concept of kavod is revealing, and he says be'ur ziyavu bezas Hashem b'sha'ar sheni. We'll explain this in great detail in the second section of the Sefer, Ma'ariches Avodah Musaris Perek Zayin. We'll speak about that in detail. But Kavoid in Torah concepts is a revelation. Ve'oisek b'Torah lishma, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, or the Braisa, one who is involved in Torah lishma, nikra, he is called, meaning he is revealed in the world, he is called Re'a, Ahuv, Oyheves HaMakoyim, Oyheves HaBrios, Umgalim lo yirazei Torah, secrets are revealed to him. Harei hu mizgale boilam. Naturally, he's revealed in the world. Umgalim lo yirazei Torah. And they reveal from Shomayim to him various secrets. It's just the way. Kol oyhev megale le'ahuvo es matzpon esav. Every loved reveals to his beloved his secrets. V'gam mefarsem es ahuvo boilam. A lover has a natural desire to uplift and to reveal his beloved in the world. And therefore the Torah does this for one who loves it. That's why the Tana said, Lemad me'ahava v'sof ha-kavod lavoi. Again, not as consolation. This is just the way things are. When you learn me'ahava, the Torah will reciprocate. Hatanakama mevi'al zeh shnei mikra'os. Tanakama cites two pesukim. In Mishlei, derachei derachei noyam. The ways of the paths of the Torah are paths of pleasantness. Shezeu ha-noyam ha-elyoim, the supreme pleasantness, kloma oylam ba. Take a look at Be'u Agra, the Goyim Vilna in Mishlei Perigimel. How isek b'Torah lishma, to'im batam oylam ba. What the Tanakam is emphasizing is that involvement in Torah Lishma gives us a taste of Olam Haba. Ufashut, this is quite obvious. Ki umagiret madagas uldov kaboy, he reaches the level of attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the end of the pasuk with which we began. Vezeu tam Olam Haba. When one is attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's tam Olam Haba. Hamikra sheni u'eitz chayimi l'machazikim ba. The second pasuk quoted by Tanakama is Eitz chayimi l'machazikim ba. Ve'yesh lavin ze kifshuto. One has to understand this literally, simply. Aledei Torah Lishma be'ahava Torah. Through Torah Lishma, meaning with a pure love. Misremimim me'al le'eitz hadas tevara. One reaches beyond the level of Eitz hadas. It's a higher level than Eitz hadas tevara. Ve'tofsim es Eitz chayim. One cleaves to a much higher level. Eitz chayim. Ve'ochal ve'chay l'olam. That's of course the pasuk in Bereishis. A person then is eating of eternity, is partaking of eternity. Eitz hadas hi dargas ha-bechira. Eitz hadas is the level of most people, most of the time, the level of bechira. There's good and bad. Eitz hadas tevara. Shetei derechim lifnei adam v'ubocher b'tev. The two paths, and the person chooses correctly. But there's choice. Aval ha-tzadik misbayesh ba-bechira. The tzadik actually is ashamed that there's still a choice. Sheish adain shtei derechim lefanav. He is ashamed of the fact that there's still a possibility. Adain bechochei livchoi barachas v'chelia. That it's still a possibility of choosing the evil. V'chol chefzoi leyached levavoi, le'ahavoi lira. His intention, his desire, is, as we say, is of course the author is paraphrasing the bracha that you make. Yached levavoi, make a heart one, le'ahavoi lira. Sheloi tiyeh kayim esoid kol hava mina shebichra bara. So that there shouldn't be even a hava mina of choosing the wrong. Kach oma admoir, zichoy yagin alinu. This is what Rabbi Yocham used to say. Tachlis ha-bechira liyos muchach betoiv. The ultimate purpose of choice is to have no choice and to choose the good, to take the good. One can't translate it very well, but the ultimate purpose of choice is to become choiceless, so that one is just does the good. There's no more choice anymore. How isek betera lishma, a person who's involved in Torah lishma, kvar machazik beitz chaim. That's why the Tana quoted that pasuk. Eitz chaim is a machazik, but he's already holding at that level, much higher than eitz hadas. Vegama toimech beitz chaim meushar, and furthermore, there's the aspect of happiness here, zechel oishir amiti. Alishma ze amru mitoch shelo lishma ba lishma. It's regarding this lishma, that Chazal said, mitoch shelo lishma ba lishma, ki evshal limo tera miyad, bechavana tera vahava gemura. It's not possible to learn tera right at the outset with pure intentions and with total love. This is something that has to come gradually, like the Rambam said, very, very gradually, very slowly, bit by bit. Adkan.